listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kHz, that's 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Good morning and a happy new year from me, Eric Monaghan. That's the first time I've been able to say that to you as I was rested yesterday. Welcome to Merseyland Alternative Radio. That was Johnny Keating and a track called Zed Men, which of course many of you will recognise as the theme from Zed Cars. Merseyland Alternative Radio here in 2011, hopefully going to have as successful year as we did last year. And my intention is to mention a lot of people today and thank them for getting in touch either on a regular basis or semi-regular basis or as a one-off last year. There's quite a few people to get through, so we're going to keep the music coming and have our Doctor Who at 11 o'clock, don't forget. And these are in no particular order, but the first track I'm going to play is for Paul Clegg and Stephen Herne Bay. It is from 1975. It's David Essex and Hold Me Close.
Do you know, with your love light shining clearly, Please don't let me go. Oh no, you and me. Yes, our love, it will grow and grow. Do you know, with your love light shining, every cloud has a silver lining. So hold me close.
Moving, ain't no stopping us now. Moving, yeah.
1979, McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. I'll dedicate that one to Andy Davis and Les the Postie. Andy, I hope you're feeling better. I know you've been ill for quite some time, and I don't think it's just the flu-type symptoms that people are suffering with. So for Andy Davis and Les the Postie, that was McFadden and Whitehead. Now, next up, I'll dedicate this to Jeff Hutton and Johnny Megawatt. It's Shocking Blue and Venus.
In your eyes. Don't believe me if I tell you not a word of this is true. Don't believe me if I tell you, especially if I tell you that I'm in love with you. Don't believe a word. No, don't believe a word. Don't believe it, don't believe it. Not a single word.
Thin Lizzy and Don't Believe a Word, especially for Jeff and Tracy and Sterling. I feel as though we're flying through the music at the moment. For Rich Sharp and Gary Stevens, it's Argent and Hold Your Head Up.
What to do? about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree, bus driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison in my love.
A ribbon round the old oak tree. That was Dawn and Tony Orlando, and that was from 1973. That was especially for somebody who simply described themselves as a keen listener and JGB. Now, you may recall, those of you who listen every week, that when I had John Freeman and Tony Hayes round discussing how to improve the Eric Monahan show, we had a breakfast that John had microwaved. Well, most astonishingly, and I don't want to sound ungrateful, but she has chosen the programme where I intend to do more talking than normal. Jackie Frost has just brought me a cooked breakfast and toast. And it'd be great if I was doing three or four in a row and just sitting here enjoying the music. But when I'm trying to give a mention to all these people, it's going to make life a little bit more difficult. But anyway, next one up is Dr. Hook, Sylvia's mother. And this is going to be for Dave Gibbs and Bernie from Orfield, PA. And I think Bernie O must be the same person, but if you're not, it's for you also. And if I can press the right button amongst all this sausage and egg, this is Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's
say nothing to make us start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Please, this is Avery. I just wanna tell her goodbye. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's hurrying. She's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvie, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, this is Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, this is Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye. Tell her goodbye.
From a point at sea to the circles in your mind.
especially for Jed and Jelly So. That was the Hollies from 1972 and Long Cool Woman. Now, message for Tony Hayes. Tony, don't worry about eating before you come, because you're here at the lunchtime slot. The catering here has improved superbly. I don't know how John Freeman's going to go on, though. 2:30 is a bit late for lunch, and 4 o'clock finishes a bit early for tea. But Paul J will be fine at 5:30, I'm sure. Right, next up for Linda Cher and Kevin and Anne. This is the Walker Brothers and No Regrets.
I know you're leaving, it's too long overdue. For far too long, I've had nothing new to shout to you. Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the moon. And it felt so strange, walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back, we'd only cry. Say goodbye again. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share, I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone. And it felt so strange to lie awake alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back, we'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. Our friends who tried to turn my nights to day, strange faces, a new place, can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, and just behind the dawn, it still feels so strange to leave my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back, we'd only cry again. Say goodbye again.
there's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again.
ELO and Living Thing, and I dedicate that to a regular listener, Jeff, in Sefton Park. I hope you're listening, Jeff. Now, if you just tuned in, you wonder what you're listening to. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio. I've been given the most delicious cooked breakfast. Jackie Frost is superb at fried eggs. The yolk is just the right runniness without being undercooked, but it plays mayhem when you've got all this egg yolk on your hands because of making sandwiches with the toast, and I've got all over the buttons, and Emperor Rogers will be along and he will go berserk. I think I'll leave a note to say John Freeman was starting the programmes today, because he will go mad when he sees the mess. If you're listening to MAR, at www.mar1386.com, www.mar.me.uk. I'm Eric Monaghan. The next track I will play for Linda Scher and Will, it's The Flying Pickets and Only You.
Miss Molly and Boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18 wheelers camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal boats. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly and porridge oaty. I bet her grin and bear it, I bet to come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Reasons to
cheerful. Part three. First. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take your mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu, Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo, Groucho, Chico. Cheddar, cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen, Dali, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane, soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Cheerful. One, two, three.
Ian Drury and the Blockheads, especially for Paul K from Radio Malwyn and Cool AM Radio. Now another regular listener, it's about 10 minutes away from Doctor Who by the way, another regular listener is Bill in Bootle from SRC Taxis. Now I would have imagined, Bill, it may well be your day off today, in which case I hope you're enjoying it, but you will have been very busy. Public transport does have a habit of finishing early and not being particularly frequent over the Christmas holiday, although things have improved. Boxing Day is now far better than it was, and I can tell you a story, although we haven't actually got time, but I can tell you a story of when I was a part-time bus driver shortly after deregulation, which was 1986. Merseybus and Northwestern, who were the two main operators at the time, decided that they didn't want to come out and play on Boxing Day, so services were exceptionally limited. And I had the book with me stating which services were running to try and help any would-be passengers. And I pulled up near TJ's in London Road, and there was a lady at the stop, looked at the front of my bus and looked at the bizarre number, because of course the Mersey Travel numbers were slightly different from the main Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday numbers. So I asked her where she was going and pointed out to her that the bus that she was waiting for didn't run until the day after next. So I made a suggestion to her that she got on my bus to point A, changed at point A onto another bus that would get her to where she was going. Obviously she was suspicious and thought I was just trying to get her money off her, because of course deregulated bus services at one point have been very cutthroat. So she decided not to take my advice. I then continued out to Rainhill, which was a journey time of over an hour, and back, and as I came back down London Road, the same woman was still stood at the bus stop waiting for this non-existent bus that wasn't going to come for another 48 hours. So, of course, people like Bill who are driving the taxis, and conditions are still far from ideal out there, so take care, Bill, if you are driving around, especially on those side roads, are the people that we all tend to rely on at this time of year, and very occasionally, I would imagine, complain because you're not able to get a taxi or something like that. Anyway, especially for Bill from Bootaloo, who say is a regular contact in the station. It is chairman of the board and working on a building of love, which is something from 1972.
Gonna build it in the name of everyone.
1973 sound of Dave Edmonds there and Born to Be With You, especially for Kevin and Anne and Phil Cranny as we continue our New Year's rundown. And it's Doctor Who time. And as you know, Doctor Who is on the show every week virtually, apart from Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So I think that we should dedicate our Doctor Who to two regular contributors, Gary Hogg and the Pit Crew. Shall we see what's happening with the Doc? Over with the aliens, I think he's looking for, wasn't he?
Through the thick glass panel, Lennox watches Regan heave the fallen figure to its feet and sits it down on the slab, next to its recumbent fellows. Curious, Regan tries to discern a face through the darkened visor of the astronaut's helmet, which is misted with condensation. Unsuccessful, he goes to remove it. The figure flails violently, hurling Regan aside with unexpected force. As Regan lies dazed, the figure lumbers towards the unlocked door. Lennox backs away in terror.
It's all right. I want to help you.
The towering figure advances implacably towards him.
Can't you understand? I want to help you.
Panic-stricken, Lennox dodges back around the console. He scurries up the steps to the exit. The figure follows. Lennox tries the door, but it's locked. Lennox turns and flattens himself against the door as his pursuer reaches him and stretches out a hand. But the effort has proven too great. Slumping back, the figure tumbles down the steps. Regan staggers from the isolation chamber.
You shouldn't have locked this door. I might have been killed.
Shut up. Help me get him back in there. Hello? All right, I'll take care of him. Listen, about those astronauts. Isotopes. Well, you'd better get them over here.
I found out what's wrong with these fellas. They don't need less radiation, they need more.
Sitting behind the wheel of Bessie, Liz emerges from the space headquarters entrance tunnel, passes through the security checkpoint and drives out onto the main road. As she passes by, a Ford Capri driven by Regan turns out of a side street and begins to tail her.
Doctor?
The doctor is still up the access ladder, peering inside the hatch of Recovery 7. The Brigadier taps him with his swagger stick.
You're back soon.
Well, I started back an hour ago.
The Pliss has gone to meet you. We received a message asking us to join you. You didn't send it?
I'll get after her.
At the gravel pit, the crane operator unearths a gruesome discovery. Wearing protective clothing, Lennox is in the isolation chamber, using a pair of tongs to lift a rod of metal, an isotope, from its shielded canister. Gingerly, he inserts the isotope into a retainer situated on the slab by the helmet of the middle space-suited figure. All three figures lie unmoving. He comes back into the laboratory. Regan bolts the door firmly shut.
I must have all stages in go condition as soon as possible, so get on with it.
Cornish slams down the phone.
Any trouble? Everything's taking just a little bit longer than it should.
Why do you think that is?
It's got something to do with Sir James Quinlan. Could you prove it?
No.
Lennox removes his protective helmet.
I feel as if I just murdered them.
You just keep doing what you're told. They'll be all right. Who is it? All right, I'll open the front door.
Look!
What is it?
It's working!
Regan looks through the glass. The figures are beginning to stir.
I told you, they'd be all right. They thrive on the stuff.
The Brigadier is on the phone.
What? Yes, I see. Right, I'll get right down there.
He turns to the doctor.
Two bodies have been found in a gravel pit in Hertfordshire. They died from radiation.
As she returns down the bunker steps, Regan rips open a large buff envelope and assimilates the contents.
Hey, Lennox. You're a kind of a scientist. Do you know these two?
Lennox inspects photographs of the doctor and Liz.
Yes, I think I met the girl once. She was doing research at Cambridge. Why?
Seems like they're getting in the way. I'll need to deal with them.
Thank you. they've been saying that you broke every rule, that one day I'll leave you, 'cause I'm nobody's fool. I'll always have heartaches as long as you're mine. But if I should lose you, I'd be lonely all time. So I'd rather be your fool than no fool at all. I'll just spend those lonely hours just hoping. There was no love before you, only emptiness there. But I'm a fool, forever thankful for the little you and no fool at all. I'll just spend those lonely hours just hoping you'll call. There was no love before you, only emptiness there. But I'm a fool, forever thankful for the little you care.
Jim Reeves from 1970, Nobody's Fool, especially for Alan, Grant and Trevor McElveen. I've just realised that I'm more than two-thirds of the way through the show, but not halfway down my list yet. And do you think they'll eliminate the Doctor? Do you think they'll get him and Miss Grant out the way? I don't know. Right, especially for Poondash, Jill and Ian and Henry, this is Johnny Nash, 1975, Tears on My Pillow.
I can't take it, I'm so lonely. Gee, I need you so. I can't take it. Oh, I wonder why you had to go. But baby,
baby,
every night I wake up crying. Tears on my pillow and pain in my heart. You on my mind. I remember all the good times that we had before. Oh, I remember, and now my heart, my very soul cries out for more. But baby,
baby,
all your love for me is dying. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart, you on my mind.
I'll always remember that day you promised to love me. You said you'd love me to the very end. And I'll never forget
I'll never forget when you walked away from me. You walked out of my life with my very best friend.
Okay, well, time's fast running out on the Eric Monahan Show, especially for William 128 in Widnes Runcorn, and Les and Kath, who of course are the patrons of the John Freeman fan club. That was Jimmy Osmond and Tweedledee. Now, we have a group of people now who have signed our guest book. It's Chrissy, and she's a big Roger D fan, Ashley Mack, Pete and Viv, and Carl. And for you, we're going back to 1971. It's a group called Family and In My Own Time. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm Eric Monahan.
hand. Who needs words to understand? Cause my love, my eyes convey, oh, everything I wanna say. You mean more than life to me. There's no place I'd rather be. Darling, say you'll always stay by my side. Oh, love of my life.
Sound of the Doolies there, and Love of My Life. I never know where it is about the Eric Monahan show, but I always end up running out of time. Lots of information to give you, still got lots of people to mention, but coming after me at 11:30 at Emperor Rogers, 1 o'clock Tony Hayes, 2:30 John Freeman, 4 o'clock Gary Phillips, 5:30 Wolfman J, 7 o'clock Lee Morrison, 8:30 Mike Stand, and 10 o'clock Roger and Jackie. We're then back on tomorrow, Bank Holiday Monday. John Dwyer open up at 10 o'clock. Emperor Rogers 11:30, Steve Martin 1 o'clock, 2:30 Tony Hayes, 4 o'clock Gary Phillips, 5:30 Paul J, 7 o'clock Hammy and Libby together, 8:30 John Freeman, it'd be a bit late for John, that'd be in bed, at 10 o'clock Roger and Jackie. And then next Saturday, so that's Saturday the 8th, there is a minor change of schedule. Well, major change of schedule, I suppose. Programmes will start at 2:30 in the afternoon with Libby B, 4 o'clock Jackie Frost, 5:30 Paul J, 7 p.m. Dave Rogers, 8:30 Hammy Hamster, 10 o'clock Roger and Jackie together, and the Sunday is as per normal. So, OK, now, dedication now to Stanislav Barabash in the Ukraine, and Tom Connard, who signed the guest book, plus Joe the Blow and Jim Brown. The only artist I've got from the Ukraine, I have to confess, is Ruslana. I did try to find something else. This is Like a Hurricane.
Come to me. Let our hearts sing.
excellent, Ruslana, like a hurricane. Keep on saying it's a fabulous album, that. Time has beaten me. So I've still got a list of people, and rather than hold them over to next week, I do want to sort of mention everybody in this first show of the new year, to thank them for their efforts in contacting us last year. So it's a reasonably long list, so accept my apologies, but here we go. Alan Pennington in Caversham, Russell and Mr. Spock in London, Dave Parr, who's a regular, Martin Davis in Welshpool, Lawrence Roberts, Ken in Scotland, Peter Henderson from Northern Ireland, Andy in East Manchester, Old Goat in Horwich, Bob Auburn, Allerton Park in North Wirral, Over By You in Telford, Mark Wayne Barrett, Anne and Jim. Now I'm assuming that isn't the same Anne that's with Kevin, or she might be with both of them, I suppose. Only joking, Anne's. And the friends of Big L. And of course they're very jealous because we've got the best emperor. Rogers, not Roscoe. So that's everybody on the list. Apologies for cramming you all in at the end there. And for you, it's the OJs, Used to Be My Girl, which is going to finish off the Eric Monahan show. mar@rock.com if you want to get in touch.
I used to make that.